Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is publicist from Inkslinger PR, Emily Couture. Hi, Emily. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I, like you just said, I'm a publicist with Inkslinger PR. I've been with Inkslinger for four years now. I can't quite remember. But it's been a few years and it's been great. I mean, like anyone who winds up working in publishing, I've obviously always been a reader and I love books. Mm-hmm. And once I found a way to make that my job, I was all about it. Otherwise, outside of that, I'm Canadian. I'm from, Ottawa, Canada's capital, the land of snow, which surprisingly we haven't really had too much of yet this year, thankfully. Yeah. But, beyond that, I love to be outdoors even when it's super cold and I love to cook and probably watch too much TV, which is just what everyone's doing this year.
Yeah, I feel like that's what people have been doing, just watching TV and just trying to make it through the day, you know? So.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, you know, it's just like we're just in a small thing, like a pandemic, so trying to make it through the day is a big deal.
So yeah, it gives me something to do while I eat all the food I make, because it's my other activity these days.
Oh, that's awesome. So let's talk about your job. What is your day-to-day like?
That's always a surprisingly hard question to answer, just because it feels like there's no 2 days that are the same, which personally I like, just because I'm someone who gets bored really easily. But it kind of depends on what is going on. So for example, today I have an author with a release tomorrow. So today has been very much focused on that, making sure that everything is in place for that book release tomorrow, doing any kind of last minute graphics we might need for that, setting up a newsletter, making sure we have all the social media posts ready to go, taking care of like social media advertising, that kind of thing. So it keeps me fairly busy. But otherwise on the day to day, it's just kind of a mix of taking care of things that happen in the moment. One thing when you're a publicist, regardless of the industry, you become very, very good at putting out fires very quickly. So there's some of that, but then a lot of the time too, it's just kind of planning ahead. Which is just kind of how publishing works, is as much as today, like I was saying, I was focused on a release that's happening tomorrow. At the same time, I'm also thinking ahead to some of the books that are coming out next winter, next spring, just because there are some things that we have to start doing right now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a lot of planning and reacting would be the best way to describe it.
I think that's a lot that has to be said. It's just like you plan ahead and also preparing for the different projects that come up, you know, like whether it's like release or something new or some changes in Facebook, you know.
Facebook is the bane of my existence. Not going to lie. Yeah. I've gotten into many arguments with their advertising tech support.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So let's talk about when it comes to working with bookstagrammers and book reviewers, what tips you should they should know that, you know, you share with?
For me, at least, and I'm sure I'm speaking for my colleagues as well, at Inkslinger at least, there's not necessarily any one thing that I personally look for, other than like my biggest tip would be consistency. I actually came to publishing as a blogger myself many years ago. And that was always kind of the one thing that publishers and publicists would always like repeat to us, is at the end of the day, you can have the world's biggest following, but if you're not posting consistently, it doesn't really matter. And I feel like that's become even more true today with the way that algorithms are working and only showing you content that people have interacted with or that people are posting consistently. So yeah, consistency would be my biggest thing. But otherwise, I would say just kind of pay attention to the authors we're working with. And if you see someone or that like an author that you love that will be working on their release or just a book that we're talking about that sounds very interesting to you, reach out to us. We always love hearing about your excitement for the books that we're working on because we're obviously excited about them. Mm-hmm. And it makes us that much more excited to hear about it. And mm-hmm. this is becoming a study in how many times I can say the word excitement or excited in a sentence. But yeah, no, never be afraid to reach out to us. I mean, the worst thing that'll happen is we'll say no. But at the end of the day, we're always happy to have people pitching in on releases and helping us promote the authors because word of mouth really is just as important as mm-hmm. all the traditional advertising in the world because that's how people find out about
yeah.
their new favorite book. So yeah, never be afraid to reach out to us. And we're always happy to hear from you.
I love this. So let's talk about romance recommendations. Let's talk about backlist first. Which one of the titles or authors or books should we check out, you know, from?
Okay. Yeah. So I have a few depending okay. on what kind of thing you're looking for.
Okay.
So the first one is the LA Rockstar series by El Greco. Mm-hmm. So as the series name suggests, it's a rockstar romance series. Mm-hmm. And right now there are three books out, Heartbreak Beat, Love Song, and Songbird. And these first three books in the series, they follow the Benson sisters. They have a band together called Satan's Sisters. And basically, when we meet these sisters in the first book, which follows Nikki, who is the drummer, they're about to go on tour with their stepbrother's band because Nikki was asked to fill in as their drummer. And her condition for going was that they let hers and her sister's band be their opening act. Mm-hmm. And then while on the road, shenanigans happen and romance happens. Mm-hmm. And well, it's a rock tour. What can you expect, yeah. right? So yeah. So the first book follows Nikki. Then the second book follows Jet, who of the three sisters is like the bookish one. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is in the band with her sisters, but she was never as into music as her two sisters was. She just wanted to go to school. Mm-hmm. But her life gets complicated really fast. She gets kicked out of her house. Her tuition doesn't get paid. And then all of a sudden she needs a place to stay and money to stay in school. Mm-hmm. And then the most recent book, Songbird, which actually just came out at the beginning of November, is Presley's story. And she's leaving LA behind and going to New York. But yeah. as these things have a way of doing, she keeps getting dragged right back into the music world. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that's that series. And then in terms of more standalone, but still kind of in the contemporary romance, New Adult Sphere is Unwritten by Alex Rosa, mm-hmm. which was a really fun story because I know Alex used a lot of her own writer's block stories mm-hmm. to kind of tell this story, since Haley, the main character herself, is a writer who is struggling to write her second book and her publisher is pushing her for it. Mm-hmm. So when her mom passes away, she goes back to her small hometown and there she gets to face everyone she left behind, including the boy she loved, who coincidentally mm-hmm. happens to be the main source of inspiration for her first best-selling book. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to write the sequel. She's trying to, you know, grieve her mother and then make amends with all the people she left behind and find inspiration again, which may be coming from more than one direction.
Mm-hmm.
Then on a more... go a little darker. For all the romantic suspense lovers, Katie Reyes is always like a really good one for romantic suspense. And her most recent romantic suspense is called Deadly Past. It's the second book in the Verona Bay series, mm-hmm. Which is a small town where a lot of crime seems to happen. So, in this one, 10 years before the book starts, the heroine witnessed a murder that got her placed in witness protection, and that's how she ended up in that small town of Verona Bay. Oh. And then fast forward 10 years, and once again, she finds herself witnessing a crime because the girl can't catch a break. And she starts to worry that the U.S. Marshals are going to descend and move her around again, and she's going to have to start a new life all over again. But her neighbor has other plans for that. And then throw in a surprise pregnancy and someone wanting her dead, and it keeps things interesting.
Oh, gosh.
And then I'll give you two more kind of series recommendations. First one. Sorry. The first one is the Lucky Irish series by Anna Castor. Anna's an author I just recently started working with. And this series is like your typical family saga, contemporary romance. It follows this group of Irish families in Austin, Texas, as they go about their daily lives and intermingle and find love. It kind of revolves around this bar that's owned by one of the family, the Lucky Irishman. And one thing I will say is there's a really fun character, Pops. He's like the patriarch of the family, and he likes to meddle in everyone's business and make sure that all his grandsons are finding love. So yeah, it's really fun. And then lastly, it's the Road Tripping series by Samantha Chase. It's three standalone books. And then what ties them together is they all take place on crazy road trip adventures. So in the first book, it's these two strangers meet when they go to rent a car to get out of town, and there's only one car left, and they're both desperate. So they're like, hey, we'll share the car. What could go wrong? And not only that, we're going to take it on a cross-country trip. It's interesting for sure. The second one is Enemies to Lovers. Basically, the two main characters, their respective best friends are about to elope and marry each other. But she is very much not in favor of this elopement and wants to do everything to stop it. So he's tasked with making sure that she doesn't make it to the resort in time to stop the wedding. There's a lot of detours along the way, let's put it that way. And then the last one, is a good old-fashioned fake relationship. She wanted to stop getting questions from her grandmother about her love life. So she's like, yeah, grandma, I have a boyfriend. He's fantastic. And of course, her grandmother was like, well, great. Why don't you bring him to my birthday party?
Oh, no.
Exactly. So, of course, she asks her friend and hot bartender who she's been crushing on for the longest time to be like, to step in and be her fake boyfriend. And he readily agrees. But of course, it doesn't stay fake for very long. Those are all books from the past year that I would definitely recommend checking out. They're all really great reads.
You had me at the fake relationship, and I agree with Unwritten. It was so fabulous. So
yeah, you talked to Alex, right?
I did. It was so good. Like, I was like, I don't know. I love those small town writers. You know how meta it is to be a writer and write about writing.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I really liked about this story, was like how much she was able to pull from her own experiences about writer's block in order to write this story.
Yep. So good. So let's talk about new releases. So anticipating new releases, which title should we be in the lookout for?
Okay. Trying to think if I should divide this up by like when they're coming out or by genre. Let's go. Yeah. Okay. So let's just go sort of in order. So the first one is The Call of Fire by Sloane Calder. It's actually coming out really soon on December 15th. This one's actually a debut. It's paranormal romance with the paranormal element is elemental magic. There's actually two prequel novellas that are available. One's called The Mistake and one's called The Birthday. And each one follows, like The Mistake follows the hero and The Birthday follows the heroine, sort of before the events of the first book to kind of introduce where they're coming from and everything like that. So in Alaron's case, the hero, he ends up being the witness to a murder that's going to haunt him and lead him on this path of revenge. And for Elspeth, on the day that she was supposed to find out which element would be the one she'd be wielding, She discovers that she actually doesn't have an elemental power at all, which is a big deal considering she comes from a really strong bloodline. So then, as these things go in the Call of Fire, the two of them are brought together. Alaron is tasked with protecting Elspeth. And then that's when things kind of heat up between them. Neither one of them had really thought that they would have a romantic future, in her case, because her lack of power means she doesn't exactly have great prospects. And then for him, he's just so focused on getting revenge for his father's murder that like everything else just falls to the wayside. But of course, the more time they spend together, they start to rethink everything, but it's complicated. Them being together is forbidden. Then there's also a looming civil war in the world of Natras. So romance kind of gets lost in the shuffle, but of course they get there happily ever after because it's romance and yeah, it needs to happen. And we need those happily ever afters these days. Yeah. Next is The Way the Story Goes by Samantha Chase. And that one's coming out in January. It's contemporary romance. It's part of the Magnolia Sound series, which is a small town romance series set in this little coastal town on the eastern seaboard. This is another one with an author as a writer who's struggling with writer's block. Clearly it's a good theme for writers. But so Mia is a thriller author, and as I just said, she's dealing with a case of writer's block. So she escapes to Magnolia Sound at the recommendation of one of her friends who's from there, hoping that being all alone in a beach house will be exactly what she needs to start writing again. Mm-hmm. And it works until there's a noisy neighbor who starts doing remodel work on the house next door, and it proves to be a major distraction. Not just because he's making a lot of noise at all times of day, but because he's a fairly attractive guy. But her annoyance kind of comes through in her writing, and all of a sudden the murder victims and the thriller she's writing start to look a lot like him. Yes, but obviously this is a romance. So they start spending more time together, and eventually he becomes less fictional murder victim and more real life love interest. Yeah. Another paranormal is Ancient Enforcer by Katie Reyes, also coming out in January. January is going to be a really busy month for book releases, but that's really awesome. So this one's the third book in the Ancients Rising series. The first two are out now. It's Ancient Protector and Ancient Enemy. This is primarily shifter romance, but there's witches, there's dragons, there's humans, there's wolves, all kinds. The series takes place in New Orleans after a group of kind of like rogue dragons staged an attack on the entire world. And shifters have basically taken over the city and are working on rebuilding it while keeping everyone living there safe, whether they're supernatural or human. And then the ancients in question are all ancient dragons who are waking up after centuries or millennia of hibernation to this new world. But they're also still holding those grudges from the past. So they get involved, obviously, with everything. And as dragons, they're just fiercely protective, and they'll do whatever is in their power to protect those they care about. And of course, that means the women they'll meet along the way, because they'll want to claim them as their own, because romance. And then still in January, since there's a whole lot, there's Lethal Protector by Kaylee Cross. This is a romantic suspense, the third book in the Rifle Creek series. So this story follows Tala and Braxton, who've known each other for years, and they've both had feelings for the other, but neither one of them has ever really acted on it because they thought the other one wouldn't be interested, because the way those things go. While they're training for a biathlon, they end up getting trapped by a blizzard on a mountain. And if that wasn't enough, there's also a wanted killer on their trail. So while they're fighting to survive both the elements and the killer on the loose, buried feelings come to the surface, and they're finally able to explore their love for each other.
This looks so good.
Yeah. Going for a little lighter, there's Song for a Cowboy by Sasha Summers. This is a contemporary romance, the second book in the Kings of Country series. As the name would suggest, it kind of takes place in the world of country music. This one's a second chance romance. Emmalou, the heroine, is the lead singer in a famous country band with her family. And through that, her family's connection, she begins to work with the American Football League's anti-drug charity, and that puts her on a crash course with Brock Watson, who's not only a football player, he's also the man who broke her heart and loved. So obviously they start spending more time together, and as much as she tries to keep her distance, she starts to forget all the reasons why she really shouldn't give him another chance. But of course, eventually he wins her over and she decides to give him that second chance.
Oh, this is so exciting. I love this.
Yeah. Next is Adam by Anna Castor, and that one's coming out in February. This is the first in a new series that's spun off from her Lucky Irish series. Instead of being in Austin, we're going to Colorado. So one of the heroine, Caitlin, is actually the sister of some of the characters in the original Lucky Irish series. But after a traumatic event, she kind of wants to escape and find her purpose in life again. So she goes to Winter Peaks, Colorado, and that's where she's taken in by a different branch of the Mills family of Austin fame. And of course, one of the brothers takes her under his wing and they begin to spend more time together. And as more time gets spent together, feelings kind of develop. And of course, Pops, the patriarch of the family, has his hands in this as well, because the man just can't stop meddling. So that's coming out in February. And then two other kind of titles and series that we don't have release dates just yet, other than they're coming out in winter and early spring next year. The first is Two Pretty Lies by K.L. Clare. It's this one's kind of a dark romance. It's the third book in all the Lies series, but it's total standalone. Where the first couple of books in the series were taking place in England, this one moves things over to New York City. And that's where Thomas, the hero, meets Catherine, who's a young math prodigy whose family is really involved in American politics. They obviously become involved, start developing feelings, but like the title suggests, they're both keeping secrets from each other, and those secrets have the power to potentially tear them apart. So like I said, this one's kind of a dark romance, but there's also an added element of forbidden romance, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. Yeah. And then lastly is the Meet Me at the Altar series by Samantha Chase, which the first book's going to be coming out in March, I believe, with the others to follow later in the year. And it's a three book series that follows a group of three best friends who own a wedding planning and bakery business called Meet Me at the Altar. And yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. The first book is called The Engagement Embargo. And basically the premise there is that the hero, it starts on his wedding day, he gets left at the altar by the bride, who runs off with the officiant, who is one of their best friends. Right? Apparently, I was talking with Samantha and she said this is based on the wedding she actually attended where this exact thing happened.
Oh gosh.
Right? And so not only does this poor guy get left at the altar, this is actually his fourth engagement that's just not made it all the way to a wedding. This was the first time that like he actually made it to the wedding. It just never became official. And so his family's like, that's it. No more dating, no more engagements for you. Like, you need a reset. Clearly this whole serial engagement thing is not working for you.
Yeah.
Of course, that doesn't quite last. The one person he thought would be safe is one of his sister's friends, who is one of the event planners at Meet Me at the Altar. And she didn't originally set out to be in event planning. She actually has a psychology degree. So he figures it's a way of sort of dealing with his issues without going to therapy. And, you know, he's known her his whole life. She's his little sister's best friend. Like, obviously, he's never going to possibly develop feelings for her.
Of course.
Of course. But clearly, it was not meant to stay platonic. So yeah, that series should be a lot of fun. Set in the world of weddings, there's always potential for great,
yeah, great fun. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, the titles are all really fun too. It's The Engagement Embargo, With This Cake, and You May Kiss the Groomsman.
Ooh, so, I love this. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, so those are some of the books that we have coming out. I mean, the nature of indie publishing is that we may have more coming out that we just don't know about yet, because sometimes we make last minute decisions. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but these ones are all coming up soon and we're all really excited about them.
I love this. So now let's talk about reading taste. When it comes to romance, what is your favorite trope?
Such a hard question. I think I want to say all of them, but it's not actually all of them. I'm a complete sucker for like a best friend sibling or sibling's best friend romance. It's just, there's just something about that dynamic that completely does it for me, especially because a lot of the time that relationship is rooted in either like friendship or, well, hate, but it's not really hate. So like, it just adds something extra there. And then like, never mind the conflict of like the sibling who's like, what do you mean you're dating my best friend? Or like, what do you mean you're dating my sibling? And it's just a recipe for a great story. Obviously like contemporary tends to be where I'm happiest, but that trope. And then the other thing is, I'm going to use a term that one of my friends started using, which like perfectly describes it, is what she calls danger romance. Ooh. Which isn't like, it's not romantic suspense, but it's not just like straight contemporary romance either. Mm-hmm. I guess the perfect embodiment of that would be kind of like MC romances in a way. Mm-hmm. But in terms of this, like the perfect examples that come to mind are books like Daphne Perry's and Catherine Cole's, where like you feel, you're just reading this like contemporary romance set in a small town, but then all of a sudden someone's out to kill someone and they're having to protect people, but it's not suspense. Does that even make sense?
Yeah, so
like it's just kind of that cross of like contemporary and suspense that just we started calling danger romance, and it just works for us. Just like slightly heightened stakes, and just that element of like imminent danger that makes it so people say and do things that they've been holding out on, and it leads to great stories. So yeah, those I think would be my two favorites. But I mean, if it has a happy ending, I'll read it.
Yeah.
That's just I am as a person.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, I never thought of danger romance until you share. I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I love this. It's high stakes.
Right?
It creates like a new level of tension. It's like, it makes it like so good about it. So yeah.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. Like I'd never really described it that way or thought of describing it that way until my friend was like, yeah, danger romance. I was like, what do you mean danger romance? And she was like, well, yeah, this is exactly what this is. You think you're reading a contemporary romance and then all of a sudden there's a killer.
Yeah, the stakes are higher. Yeah.
So it just, and it, for whatever reason, they're often set in like little small towns or out in the mountains, and it just adds to that. And I love them.
I love this. Tell me to find you online.
Where to find me online? I hang out on Twitter and Instagram the most. I mean, I'm obviously also on Facebook, but I tend to be other people on Facebook because I'll manage people's pages.
Yeah.
But yeah, so on Instagram, I'm at Couture Emily, all one word. If you want to see my latest baking and crafty projects, that's the best place to find me. And then on Twitter, I'll just randomly share thoughts that pop into my head, which may not always be for the best. And on there, I am, oh man, I have to look up my own Twitter handle. It's at underscore Emily Couture.
Awesome.
And then of course, I'm always happy to hear from people on email as well, as just ecouture@thinkslingerpr.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Emily, for being on the show.
No problem. It was my pleasure. It was great talking about books with someone who actually wants to hear about books.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatyourextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTORE10 to save. Visit whatyourextblog.com/QueenBeeReads. What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.